"You want to go home, no doubt, Doctor," he remarked as we emerged. "Yes, it would be as well. And I have some business to do which will take some hours. This business at Cobo Square is serious."
"Why serious?"
"A considerable crime is in contemplation. I have every reason to believe that we shall be in time to stop it, but today being Saturday rather complicates matters. I shall want your help tonight."
"At what time?"
10 will be early enough."
"I shall be at Baker Street at 10.
"Very well. And I say, Doctor, there may be some little danger, so kindly put your army revolver in your pocket." He waved his hand, turned on his heel, and disappeared in an instant among the crowd. I trust that I am not more dense than my neighbours, but I was always oppressed with a sense of my own stupidity in my dealings with Sherlock Holmes. Here, I had heard what he had heard. I had seen what he had seen, and yet, from his words, it was evident that he saw clearly not only what had happened, but what was about to happen, while to me the whole business was still confused and grotesque.